Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my team and I produce content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Hello and welcome back. I'm joined by co-hosts Mia and Frank again. In today's episode, we have the privilege of talking with Khun Ai, a local industry leader working in the social media marketing space. She shares a lot of her insight, best practices, and advice on how to use social media effectively, especially if you're a business or an organization. So stick around for both segments. But before we get into our first segment, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from Chris Brogan, president of New Marketing Labs. He's quoted to have said, "Social media has put the public into PR and the market into marketing. Social media is just a platform to share photos with your friends. It is the center to express your ideas everywhere. As your marketing team navigates through the users to give the best ad, they need to realize who they're best fit for and tailor it to the customer's need." And that's our quote of the day. Now on to some headline news with Mia.
Thank you for our quote of the day, Frank. Now here's some headline news from around the world. Our first headline comes from X. X, formerly Twitter, has made it so that non-subscribers of X's verified plan can be shown on the app feed. Before, only the subscribed or verified members were able to be displayed. Still, the fact that of the 650 million monthly active users, only 650,000 verified members will get priority in being shown on the feed. This shows that the app is still, in fact, pay to win. Our next headline comes from Meta. Meta has a new editing app in the works. It's reported to have artificial intelligence to enhance further what the Chinese CapCut can already do. It's stated that the app was made to replace CapCut in the same manner that Meta is trying to replace TikTok with its Reels feature. As the app's parent company, ByteDance, will be banned any day now because of the recently passed bill. And finally, our last headline comes from Snap Inc. Snap Inc., the owner of Snapchat, and founders Evan Spiegel and Bobby Murphy have pledged $10 million to the Independent Recovery Initiative, Department of Angels, to support fire-impacted areas in Los Angeles. The project aims to empower community-led recovery by providing resources and project management support. And that's our headline news for this episode.
Thank you for the quote and the headline news. We welcome our special guest, Khun Ai, to the studio today. Mia will get us started.
Welcome to the show, Khun Ai, and thank you for being here on the podcast with us. So could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Okay, certainly. My name is Ayapatwan Kawisan. Actually, you can call me Ai. Ai like AI, but I'm human. I'm currently the CEO of the three companies. The first one is Pani Digital. It's an official reseller of various platforms such as Line Solutions. And the second one is Go Online Agency, a full funnel marketing agency specializing in e-commerce enable and multimedia production, and also the media optimization and influencer management. And the last one is Digitory, which focuses on digital marketing training and consulting.
Whoa, okay, thank you. So, along with that, could you share a little bit about your educational background and what led you to start your own company?
Okay, I graduated from Faculty of Commerce and Accountancy, majoring in marketing at Thammasat University. During my studies, I work part-time to support myself financially, as my family was facing financial difficulty at that time. And I also received help from my relatives as well, which motivated me to learn as much as possible. My goal back then was very simple. I just want to gain enough knowledge to experience and secure a good job, to learn from leading companies and eventually start my own business. But ever since I was a child, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. Though I wasn't sure what kind of business I want to run, but that curiosity led me to try different things to explore my interests. However, one common theme in everything I did was finding ways to generate income. So I've always enjoyed the process of making money, which might be one of the key reason I end up running my own business.
Definitely, I can relate to wanted to be an entrepreneur since I was a kid too. Like, I didn't know what kind of business I wanted to do. It's just like, I want to make money and run my own business. Yeah, definitely. So
I understand.
How did your experience in marketing help shape your entrepreneurial journey?
Okay. Yeah, marketing has played a crucial role in shaping my entrepreneurial journey. Because running a business requires a diverse skill set from operations, marketing, sales, accounting, and human resources as well, all of which vary depending on the type of business, right? But however, having a strong foundation of marketing gave me a significant advantage in the early stage. Since marketing and sales go hand in hand, my background helped me to understand the customer needs and how to effectively address them. I also developed a strong presentation and communication skill, which were incredibly valuable when I first started. So in the beginning, it was just me, and I was essentially selling myself as a coach and consultant. Over time, as client demand grew, they start asking me to execute a strategy rather than providing the guidance. And at that point, I realized that I couldn't handle everything alone, right? So by late 2019, maybe I began forming a team and building a company structure to scale my operations. So my marketing expertise not only helped me attract clients, but also allow me to position my business effectively in competitive market.
Yeah, I agree. Because I think marketing, it's a very big field and you need so many qualities in order to execute it all really well. So yeah, it's nice knowing that in the early stages, you already had a lot of that experience and, inner qualities sort of.
Yeah.
So that's really good. Mm-hmm. All right. And what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced in those early days of building your business, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah. Actually, there's many challenges. For example, limited resources and also building credibility, managing everything alone and hiring the right person, right people. Without a big budget, I start as a consultant to generate revenue before scaling. And gaining client trust was tough since I was no longer back with the company because I quit from the company to build my own business. I don't have a big agency. So I focus on delivering results and leverage the referrals from the clients. Handling everything myself from marketing, sales, operation, even HR was very overwhelming. Hiring was especially challenging since I had no HR team at that time. I don't have budget to hire the HR, so I should be the one to interview every role in my business. So it's quite hard because I have to start from writing the job description, find the right job description, make it more interesting to attract candidates, interview candidates by myself, and even handle the labor law compliance, which is the very hard, the hardest thing. And also interviewing for HR roles to replace me was completely new to me. But over time, I learned and eventually built a strong team right now. So these challenges taught me a lot, adaptability, resilience, and leadership as well. So it's shaping how I run business today.
Definitely, starting from scratch is a hard thing to overcome. But I'm sure that there was a lot of character development when you were done with it. So as someone who's working in social media marketing, what are some of the misconceptions clients have about the industry?
Yeah, one of the biggest misconceptions clients have about social media marketing is that it's just about posting content. Because many people believe that simply having an active presence will automatically drive sales, but in reality, this is not. A successful strategy involves from data-driven decision-making, audience targeting, and also continuous optimization. You have to improve almost every day, every hour. Yeah. And another common thought is the results happen overnight. While social media can generate quick engagement, like building a strong brand and converting followers into customer, it takes time. It always takes time and consistency. And the right mix of content, advertising, and community engagement is also important. Clients also tend to assume that the viral content equals to business success. But virality alone doesn't guarantee long-term growth, the sales growth. So what matters more is to sustain engagement and a strategy that aligns with the business goal. And lastly, some brands think that they don't need paid ads. Like, they don't need to pay money. They post content and that's enough. But you know, like, nowadays, organic reach is like declining, right? On most platforms. So a well-planned paid strategy is very essential for scaling and reaching the right audience effectively.
No, yeah, I agree. Because that's a lot of like misconceptions. Like, oh, like one night and like you're a billionaire. That's not. Yeah. Yeah. So
it's one in a million.
Yeah, it's what exactly. It's one in a million. Yeah. And
yeah. All right. Thank you.
Now, what skills or knowledge did you find helpful as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I found that adaptability,
mm-hmm.
strategic thinking.
Yeah.
And of course, financial literacy were crucial skills.
Yeah.
Because running a business requires wearing multiple hats, as I mentioned before. So I had to quickly learn and apply everything, operations, sales, HR, and finance, alongside with my expertise in marketing. But sales and negotiation skills were especially important in the beginning. When I had to pitch my service, like close the deal and build relationships with clients, understand customer psychology and marketing trends also helped me like position my business effectively. But another key area was a team building. I cannot work alone, right? A team building, a leadership. In the early days, I had to hire, train, and manage people by myself. But right now, I have a manager already, so they manage their team. But yeah, at that time, like, I have to learn many things about HR, the labor laws, the like how to build company culture to make it like nowadays that we are working together right now. And also managing the cash flow, the budgeting was also critical. As a financial mismanagement is one of the biggest reasons why like startup fails, right? Yeah. So above all, I think continuous learning and problem solving have been the most valuable. The business landscape is always changing, right? So staying agile and open to new knowledge has been essential to growth.
I definitely agree with psychology. I think understanding like the psychology of the mass, you know, like how like they would buy or what they would want would take you a long way.
Yeah.
So looking back, what advice would you give to someone just starting out in the social media marketing industry?
Okay. If you're just like starting in social media marketing, my biggest advice is to focus on the fundamental first and stay adaptable and always be data driven. Yeah, because if you master the basic, you learn the consumer psychology, as you mentioned, the content strategy, the paid advertising, and also data analytics. The social media isn't just about the posting, as I mentioned before. It's about driving business results. And you have to also stay updated because the platform and algorithm change constantly. Actually change every day. Like sometimes you cannot find this bottom. They change, they move, right? So we have to stay updated and follow the industry news and experiment with the new trends and adapt quickly. But yeah, don't forget about the data driven because the client care about ROI, right? The return on investment. So you have to learn how to track the performance and the metrics as well. And yeah, the industry is very competitive, but those who combine creativity and strategy thinking, like the strategic thinking, will always stand out.
I'm going to jump in here, but I've got a couple questions I'd love to find out too, just by hearing all this information. The first one would be kind of on the client side. What are some of the metrics that your clients really want to see when they start doing the paid part of their strategy?
Okay, but actually it depends on the business
though. Okay.
Because in online marketing, we can track everything. Back at the time when we don't have online marketing tools, like we have offline media, for example, like out of home or TV, you cannot track the eyeballs like 100% accurately, right? But right now we can track everything through the platform, starting from the upper funnel. For example, you want to target to female who's aged between 18 to 30, for example. Yeah, you can track like how many people see your advertising as an reach or impressions.
Okay.
And after that, you can also track that they click on your advertising or not. And after they click on the advertising, they go to the website. We also have the analytics to track like
the clicks, right?
So you will see like how many people jump into your website, and then you can track, like you can also track like they look at your product or not, they add to cart or not, they paid or not,
right?
So we can track in every like little funnel.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, that's one thing I think that people in marketing obviously really need to think about. It's not just getting the likes and the follows,
yeah,
but it's, does it actually move that person into a place where they can make a purchase or do an engagement with your business? The other question really quick before we jump into our break here with our PSA is, now early on as you're starting the company, obviously a financial part of it is super important.
Yeah.
But was there a place where you sought investors, or was this something where you just kind of just went at it by yourself and pulled money from wherever you could find?
Okay.
Is that okay if you share something like that?
Yeah, I can share, definitely. I started this business. Actually, I registered for the business before I quit the company, like 2 months or 3 months before I quit from the company. After I graduate, I work in digital marketing agency for 4 years. I plan to stay longer than that because I want to. I have a goal to learn everything about the businesses, but yeah, opportunity came. I have to leave. Like I have to leave. So I leave the company and I like look at my bank account to see how many months I can survive if I don't have any income. And I saw that, okay, I can survive like 6 months. So I decided to quit from the company to run my own business. But at first I run it alone. So the job, like my day-to-day job is to teach people. Because I have a teaching skill, I mentioned that I have to like support myself financially. So when I was in university, I worked as a part-time tutor, a freelance tutor, to teach students. And sometimes I didn't teach only students, just any worker as well. I teach English. But yeah, I'm not that good in English though. But I teach English like fundamental. Yeah, I still think I'm not that good. Yeah, but anyway, I also like somehow I got a teaching skill. So I started the first job in my own company as a coach and consultant in online marketing because I work in digital marketing agency, and I found that yeah, I genuinely love it because I'm graduate from marketing, right? And I work in digital agency, so I got the knowledge. I start this company with zero investment. The only investment is my time because I know that I can generate money from my time. I have 8 hours a day to work, so I'm even start from like 1,000 baht per hour.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can make I can share. Like 20,000 baht per hour.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we do have a lot of like students who are interested in the entrepreneurship journey. And sometimes they're not sure or don't have an understanding of some of those small details because they look at a lot of, if I can be my own boss one day, that's their goal, right? But it's that journey up to that point that can be pretty difficult. And sometimes risky at some point, and the financial side of it can be super risky. So Thank you for sharing that, by the way.
Sure, no problem.
All right, that ends our segment one. We're going to jump into our PSA announcement, and then we will continue with Kun Ai in our second segment. We'll be right back after this announcement.
One, two, three, four.
At Students Incorporated, we believe in the power of connection, just like this episode's sponsor, Simple Coffee. Since 2013, Simple Coffee has been bringing people together over a cup of authentic, high-quality coffee. Whether it's brainstorming ideas, sharing stories, or building relationships, coffee has a way of making those moments even more meaningful. Simple Coffee stays true to its name, keeping coffee simple, authentic, and direct. No gimmicks, no shortcuts, just great coffee that supports real human interaction. Simple Coffee is also committed to direct trade, ensuring that coffee producers get a fairer deal while maintaining the highest quality from farm to cup. Their belief in sustainability and ethical sourcing means every sip supports a shorter, more transparent supply chain. So, next time you need a moment to connect, grab a cup of Simple Coffee, because great things happen when people come together.
And we are back with our second part. While we still have Kun Ai in the studio, we have some more questions for her. Mia will get us started again.
So, Kun Ai, could you share the different businesses that you are a part of right now?
Okay, sure. Right now, I'm actively involved in three businesses, as I mentioned before. The first one is Pioneer Digital. It's an official reseller of various digital platforms, including LINE solutions, like LINE official account, to help businesses integrate and optimize their digital tools easier. The second one is Go Online Agency. This is a full funnel marketing agency, offering services like e-commerce enable, multimedia production, media buying optimization, and influencer marketing, like helping brand to scale effectively. And the last one, actually, this is the first one that I work for, is Digitory, a digital marketing training and consulting firm focusing on equipping business and individual with the skill and knowledge to succeed in the digital landscape. So we provide private class for company and also online course for individuals. The reason I run these three businesses is that I start by selling educational and consulting services through Digitory, right? As my clients grew and scaled their business, many found that they couldn't manage everything on their own, just like me, right? So that's when they start looking for a support for, like they're looking for an agency to handle execution. So with Go Online Agency team, I was able to seamless continue supporting them with a full service marketing team. So this ecosystem allows a single client to progress through multiple services, maximize both their growth and my ability to support them at different stages. So aside from these businesses, I'm also an influencer who shares content about Korea as well, from like travel and culture to lifestyle and trends like K-pop, K-beauty, K-culture, because it's something I'm truly passionate about. It's a space where I can connect with people and share my experience in an authentic way.
Definitely. And so like, that's like a lot of businesses, like, if you handled that by yourself, you wouldn't be able to handle all three businesses, right? Yeah, okay. So how do you like tailor your approach to each client's like specific needs? Is that why you have like three businesses too?
Yeah. The first thing I focus on is staying constantly informed about the trends and the shift in the business world, because my clients come from incredibly diverse industries, ranging from FMCG products in the retail stores to luxury items like yacht, like supercar, real estate, home elevators, and even construction, hospitals, clinic, hotel, schools as well. So if I were to list them all, it would take a day, right? So because of the diversity, I need to deeply understand each business before offering recommendations. That means studying their revenue model, like B2B or B2C, identifying their core customers, and mapping out their customer journey is very important. For example, a B2B construction firm selling to developers require a completely different like marketing approach than the B2C skincare brand or cosmetic. that selling directly to the consumer. So the way that consumer make decisions, the platforms that they engage with, and the messaging, like the message that resonate them, is like are entirely different. So my job is to ensure that I see like the right marketing tools and strategy that align with the like specific business model and the target audience by taking this personalized research. Driven approach, I can provide a practical and effective solution that help my client achieve that goal.
Yeah, so it's like very personalized, right?
Yeah, very like tailor-made.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And, you know, like, as you said, like the business world, like it's changing every day, right?
Yeah.
And you were also just talking about how it's really good to like adapt and to be agile. So what do you think is the biggest shift or trend happening right now in the digital marketing world, and how should companies adapt to that?
Okay, sure. Right now, one of the biggest shifts in digital marketing is the, I mentioned it already, the declining in organic reach is becoming more challenging to get content noticed because there's so much content being produced nowadays, right? Even me, I can produce like 10 posts a day. So there will be a lot of content on the platform, and the platform are limiting the organic visibility. So trends can emerge and disappear in the blink of an eye, right? So if you are not staying on top of things, you could easily miss out on valuable opportunities. So you need to be like stay update, and to adapt the business need to stay updated and constantly find new ways to communicate with their audience as well. Because sometimes you communicate like in the single message all the time, the audience will get bored, right? So you need to find like something else to talk with your customer. So it's require flexibility in responding to changing trends. And at the same time, it's very important to not overlook the power of paid ads. Relying solely on the organic reach is no longer enough because the paid ads are essential to reach the target audience effectively. And to make them work, you need to stay updated on the ad tools as well and the algorithm as well. So to summarize, my advice is to keep learning and stay updated. Whether it's the new content strategy, the tools, the advertising platform, the digital landscape is evolving constantly, and those who adapt are the ones who succeed.
All right. So with the world adapting and the client's definition of success constantly changing too, how do you then measure success for your clients?
Yeah, measuring success depends on the client's specific business and the objective set at the beginning. For example, if the goal is to build awareness, we focus on reach and impression from ads. Like, we just want to make sure that people see your advertising. But if the goal is to drive sales, we can track online sales through e-commerce website because we have the tools to track. So we can track even the return on ad spend or ROAS, we call it ROAS, right? This allows us to quickly determine which ads are driving sales and adjust the budget accordingly. So for offline sales is a bit trickier. Like we rely on regular communication with the client to get updates from the sale performance, right? There's no tool to track from online to offline like 100% accuracy. But ultimately the key is every campaign, like online campaign, is measurable right now, and we can track performance to ensure that we are hitting the right targets.
Yeah, so with that, there's like specific numbers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so then it's very easy to like data.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I have a two-part question next. So the first one is there a particular success story from one of your clients that stands out to you that you can share?
Yeah, sure. One success story that stands out is with a client in the pet retail industry. They initially came to us for consulting. At that time, they had 6 physical store locations and were not leveraging the online market, right? So after working together and helping them grow, they reached a point where they could no longer manage everything by their own, right? On their own. So our team stepped in to handle their paid ads. Over the past 4 years, the business has expanded to 18 store locations already, and their sales have increased by like several 100%. Additionally, they launched an online store for B2C customer and implement the B2B system for contractors and painters to easily like reorder. And this transformation led us to submit their case to Google Thailand. And in 2023, we won the Best in Client Success Award from Google Ads to create a significant impact on client business. And it's a great example of how a strong partnership, not only client and agency, but we work as a partner, and the right digital marketing strategy can really help our business grow.
Wow. Oh, wow. I think we should hire you for this podcast. That's crazy. So like 6 stores to 18 stores, like 3 times?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're good. Oh my God.
4 years.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. Congrats on the award, by the way. And all right, the second part of the question is there a specific social media platform that usually outperforms others?
Like, to be honest, no. What? It depends on the business and the customer. As I always mention that understand customer is very important because, for example, the B2B construction firm, the marketing will not gonna work on TikTok, you know, because the construction, the nature of the customer, they will go to like for example, you want to build a house, you will not go to TikTok to search like how can I build a house or like to find a contractor, right? So you will go to Google. Right, to search for the contractor and to see, to check their credibility as well, right? So in this case, Google is the one that outperform. But in another case, for example, cosmetic, yeah, some might search on Google, but yeah, of course they will go to YouTube to see the influencer review, or sometimes you can see that on TikTok or Instagram as well. So I cannot say that which one is good or not. Like which one is the best? It depends on the industry. It depends on the business. So that is the reason why I said that it always tailor-made, like one by one, in every plan that I recommend to the client.
All right. Now for our final question. So now, what advice would you give to businesses looking to improve their social media footprint?
My advice is to understand your customers and deliver content that address their pain points, like focusing on offering value through educational content and work on building a community around your brand to attract new customers. Don't overlook the paid ads. That is very important. But you need to choose the right platforms where you can target your customers, like where the customer are active, to make sure that you are spending your advertising budget wisely. And remember that success of your business online depends entirely on your customers.
And yet again, we get some good and practical advice. So thank you again for joining the show and sharing a lot of your experience and knowledge with us, for free, I might add, about social media marketing. And so we hope our audience was able to learn a lot about this world of social media marketing. As we end this episode, we want to thank again Khun Ai for joining us. We also want to thank this episode's sponsor, Simple Coffee, for the message that great things can happen when people come together, especially when it's over a great cup of coffee. Okay, stay tuned for our next episode as we discuss the topic of design thinking as it relates to problem solving. And we'll be utilizing a brainstorming technique known as worst idea. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives, sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.